What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Josh Appel, you were at Dolphins practice today. The Dolphins were back at practice. Appel, by the way, you're going to be calling the Dolphins game nationally this Saturday at Hard Rock Stadium on Sports USA. Dolphins Jags final preseason game. I want to get your thoughts on that. But you were at practice today, right? You were at the facility in Miami Gardens.
Boots were on the ground.
Nice. Nice. What was the vibe like?
Decent. It was a light practice today, I would say.
Yeah, it was indoors too, right? It was indoors.
Most of it was indoors, and then they did like only like one or two competitive periods outside, offense versus defense. I mean, they've got the joint practice coming up later this week against the Jaguars on Thursday. And then, of course, they have the game on Saturday. And they had just gotten back from 10 or 11 days on the road. Been a weird schedule for them. But, I mean, for the players we spoke to, I mean, not to brag, but I asked Nick Westbrook-Ikhine a question today in the press conference.
Oh, how'd that go? That's one more question than I asked Pat Riley at his end-of-season press conference. Go ahead. How'd that go? How was your one question to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine?
Oh, it was phenomenal. It was the last question of the scrum.
Mm-hmm. Respectable. You let everybody else. The reporters were there daily. You let him go, of course. That's very respectable.
Listen, I know my place there. I'm a Johnny come lately for only this week, so right. Everybody else gets their question, and then I swoop in at the end.
Uh-huh. Very courteous of you. So what was...
There was punter news today, too, by the way.
I did see that. Yeah, we're going to get to it in a second. What was your question to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine? To be quite honest, Appel, I haven't really heard much about him. Like, he was kind of... one of the bigger signings for the Dolphins over the offseason period. I'm not saying that he can't produce, but you would agree, right? Like, throughout training camp and certainly in the first two preseason games, you just haven't heard – he didn't play in the second one. You haven't heard much about Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, if anything, at all.
Well, it from what we've seen from Mike McDaniel over the last few years, if you are someone who's locked into a spot – outside of a position here or there, you're not going to get much run in the preseason. I mean, this is a guy that last year with the Titans, with their quarterback issues, about a third of his receptions went for touchdowns. He had 9 touchdowns out of his 32 catches. He's got at least 3 the last 4 years. He's been a solid receiver for Tennessee. So I just asked him, you know, what was appealing about coming to Miami? And of course, he gives the answer about, we got 2 great skill guys, got a good quarterback, good play caller, all that good stuff. And that, wound up with him becoming a Miami Dolphin. He's an undrafted guy. Talked a little bit about that from 2020. Listen, I think he's a solid red zone target for the Dolphins. They obviously lost their best red zone target from last year in Jonnu Smith. I feel like Nick Westbrook-Ikhine could provide some value there. But Darren Waller, who many expect, well, I don't know if anybody expects it at this point. The guy hasn't taken one practice rep yet. But he was out there today standing on the sideline, which – I guess is an encouraging sign,
right? Because he's not off the pup list. Yeah, he's not.
He did not practice. Drew Rosenhaus said on Channel 7, I think last night or the night before,
that he'll be ready. He'll be ready for Week 1 against the Indianapolis Colts.
Right. Which, all right, I'll believe that when I see it. I don't know what Darren Waller's going to look like in this offense. So if he's not out there, I would imagine Nick Westbrook-Ikhine could be one of their main red zone threats in the Army. 6'2", 210. So
like we had Isaiah Smalls on yesterday from the Miami Herald, and basically he was saying that the approach from the Dolphins, from Mike McDaniel, not his approach, but that what he believes is the approach, is that Mike McDaniel said and we heard the comments, Mike McDaniel doesn't want to just put him out there in a joint practice for his first go around after not playing in a season, right? He didn't play last year. He want to put him out there. And Isaiah Smalls is basically making the argument that what they want to do is like slow play him back. So he's expecting him not to get any reps this week in joint practice either, and not to get any playing time on Saturday in the final regular season game. But then following that, activate him off the PUP list and let him get like a full 2 weeks of practice before like whatever week and a couple days before that first game against Indy. And I'm thinking, how does that make any sense? Like, so his first his first action is going to be against the Colts. Like, that's what you're going to do. You're just going to throw him in the fire game one. So he's not ready to go in a joint practice, limited contact, limited reps in a joint practice. You can put him in one of those non-contact jerseys, but you're just going to throw him out there against the Indianapolis Colts week one. If that is the plan, I don't understand that. I can't wrap my head around that.
Yeah, they want to ease him in, don't want to throw him right into some intense joint practices. So his first intense reps will be in a game that counts. Makes total sense.
Yeah, I don't understand.
If that is indeed the plan.
You saw who the Dolphins will be facing week one. Right? We can pretty much do headlines here. They're brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Today on the show, by the way, we are going to talk with Chris Whittingham later this hour. A little inner Miami footy update with Chris Whittingham. Wes Goldberg of Locked On Heat. He's going to join the show to discuss some of the recent Heat moves. Aronde Gadsden, will link up with him in the 4 o'clock hour, talk some Dolphins. I read an article today. They're hyped up about Aronde Gadsden II in Los Angeles. I went to like the equivalent of Dolphins wire for the Chargers wire or whatever, and they're literally talking about how they can't wait for like the two tight end scheme on the offensive end for the Chargers.
I don't know how you can't be excited for OG Jr. I know we were rooting for the Dolphins to pick him in the draft. Am I surprised?
Would have worked, by the way, because who would you rather have right now? A rookie tight end, Aronde Gadsden II. I know, like, I'm biased. I'm rooting for him, obviously. But no joke, who would you rather have, Aronde Gadsden II or Julian Hill starting for you at tight end?
Oh, my God. It's not even like...
Tanner Connor?
First question. I want OG Jr. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Now, I want to ask you about the Marlins as well. But Daniel Jones gets the start for the Indianapolis Colts week one against the Miami Dolphins. The Dolphins are going to go not up against Anthony Richardson, but against Danny Dimes. Daniel Dimes. That era in Indy begins week one against the Miami Dolphins.
I'm pretty sure the Dolphins started the end of the Daniel Jones era with the Giants. I'm pretty sure he got hurt against Miami down here in 2023, and that kind of started the avalanche of pushing Daniel Jones out from the Giants. I do not understand what the Colts are doing here. Shane Steichen obviously thinks that he's got a better chance of saving his job with Daniel Jones.
Well, he's out on Anthony. Like, can we all agree he's out on Anthony Richardson, right? Like, Shane Steichen does not think Anthony Richardson is going to be a good NFL quarterback. Whether he's right or wrong, I don't know. But every opportunity he gets to go away from Anthony Richardson, who, by the way, hasn't proven that he's a great NFL quarterback either.
Well, they drafted him in the top five. He's dealt with some injury issues. He's clearly got all the talent in the world if he can hone it a little bit. But how can you hone it if you don't play? I was watching a clip from Get Up this morning, and Dan Orlovsky made this point. You look at Bo Nix, who played almost 6,000 snaps between college and going to the NFL. Jaden Daniels, over 4,000 snaps between college and going to the NFL. Anthony Richardson has played something like 1,500 snaps. He needs reps. He needs to play. And I understand that this quote always stuck with me about Anthony Richardson. And I've used this on the show before when we talk about him. He's a guy that can make throws that 95% of quarterbacks cannot make. But he also fails to make throws that 95% of quarterbacks in the NFL can make.
Yeah.
He is such an enigma back there, but he needs to play. He needs to play. The skill set is absolutely there. And I could understand if Shane Steichen and the Colts, they start Anthony Richardson, 2, 3, 4 games, he struggles, it doesn't look great, and then they turn to Daniel Jones, and that's it. Starting Daniel Jones right from the jump, you're telling Anthony Richardson, like, hey, we're done with you, and at the first chance we get, we're drafting another quarterback.
But Appel, Joe Flacco got the opportunity over Anthony Richardson midway through the season last year. And now they're saying Daniel Jones. Like, think about the list of guys who they're saying, we'd rather give our team a chance with this guy over you. At a certain point, you've got to kick the tires on Anthony Richardson in Indianapolis. Just let him go somewhere else. Trade him, if anything. Because if you're saying Joe Flacco at 78 years old last year gives you a better chance, I guess the Browns are saying the same thing, gives you a better chance to win football games than Anthony Richardson. And I know he was a little banged up last year. He had to miss a game or two. But even when he came back, they replaced him with Joe Flacco. And then this year you're saying, hey, the guy that the Giants were like, we'll pay you money to leave, that's who we think is better and gives us a better opportunity to win. That's hard to swallow if you're Anthony Richardson.
And you also have to think that Chris Ballard, Shane Steichen, when they made this pick, they knew how raw he was. They knew he had to play. It's not a surprise that he's a very raw quarterback. Everybody knew that coming out of Florida with Anthony Richardson. Every single person. Either you sit him when he first gets there and you let him learn, or you let him play through all of his mistakes. And unfortunately, a couple of injuries have gotten in the way of that. But how else do you know? Like, you know what Daniel Jones is. There is no chance that team is doing any kind of winning this year with Daniel Jones playing quarterback. Zero. Zero.
I wonder, did the line move at all? Yesterday we were checking out the line. Dolphins were +1. On the road in Indianapolis. I'm going to check it out right now. I wonder if Daniel Jones moves the line negatively. Or positively. I doubt it. But
they were already 1.5-point dogs, which, again, makes no sense to me.
No. They were the Dolphins. Yesterday on Hard Rock Bet, because we looked this up specifically yesterday, they were 1-point dogs. Yesterday at 5 o'clock, they were 1-point dogs. Let's see. NFL, view more bets. Week 1.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Dolphins +1.5 now.
So
Daniel Jones, the Daniel Jones news moved the line in favor of the Indianapolis Colts 0.5.
Someone's going to have to explain that one to me. The Dolphins are +105 on the money line. I think they were +110 earlier today. I would not be surprised if by the time we get to kickoff on September 7th, the Dolphins are favored in that game.
What the hell is that all about, man? That makes no sense. If there was one game where I'm not concerned about our cornerbacks and who's playing DB, it's against Daniel Jones. I saw him the other day throwing past the first down marker, like past 10 yards. The guy has absolutely no ability to make a play. Just zero ability to make a play.
There was talks that the Vikings really wanted to keep Daniel Jones, but he left to pursue an opportunity like this where he thought he could play. And great for Daniel Jones, man. Like, you won the job, you get to be a starting quarterback again in this league. But, man, I think it's a really, really short-sighted move by the Colts because, again, if you start Anthony Richardson, first three games you're 1-2 or 0-3, okay, fine. You gave him the chance, didn't go great. So let's see what Daniel Jones can dig you out of a hole. But now I don't understand. I really do not get it.
Crazy, man.
Anthony Richardson made a throw in the second preseason game the other day that was unbelievable. Free blitzer off the edge. He avoids it. Ball over the top, deep, drops right in the bucket. Elite stuff. Elite stuff from the guy. Daniel Jones ain't making that play. Now, Daniel Jones is going to hit his checkdowns.
Appel, they're picking Daniel Jones over Anthony Richardson. Like, he's not a rookie. It's the third season in the NFL. If he can't beat out Daniel Jones, that to me is like a sign, man. I'm sorry. I like Anthony Richardson. I was rooting for him, genuinely. I was glad he got the start. his rookie season. He looked effing awesome at times his rookie season before he got hurt. And last year, I was rooting for him again. If he can't beat out Daniel Jones, either Shane Steichen hates him or it's pretty obvious who he is. And it's not an NFL starting caliber quarterback. I think if you can't beat out Daniel Jones, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it boils down to, right? But we also don't know the circumstances of what that battle was like, how the reps were split.
I know the circumstances. You have to beat out Daniel Jones. That's it. Go beat out Daniel Jones. It's funny because Daniel Jones has more playoff wins than the Dolphins have in my lifetime, which really does not sit right with me. Really does not sit right with me.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.